All right. Well, he just put my whole talk to music. I love all of our artists. I'm going to talk about that a little later. So that's pretty much what the talk is about today. I read a Facebook post the other day, and it said, "I love waking up to the smell of the universe conspiring on my behalf." Life is good when we let it be. I mean, we're here to enjoy it and to bring our joy to it. We're not here to be confused or miserable, to do what we don't want to do until we die or we're old enough to retire. Our theme song for our life doesn't need to be "poor, poor, pitiful me." It can be "Alleluia" if we choose it. We live in a universe that loves us, and all that's required of us is for us to allow it to let it heal us, to let it reveal to us the good and the beautiful and true that is within us and the world around us. So today, along our spiritual journey through the alphabet this year, we're focusing once again on the letter L. And this morning, L is for let, as in let it be, as in let it be good, as in let the good times roll. It's been said you can spend a lifetime trying to be one with the Great Spirit, or simply focus on love and realize you already are. The pure energy of love that flows throughout the universe in which we live, lives in us. Because there's nothing else alive in the universe or in us but love. Our purpose here at LEC is not to teach anyone how to be a spiritual being. Our focus is on the spiritual practices that allow us to experience ourselves as the spiritual being we already are. When we're not experiencing the love that we are, when we're not feeling love for ourselves or for someone else or a lot of someone else's, life is hard. It's a struggle to try to be who we're not. And since there isn't going to be an accumulation of heavenly points for struggling on earth that we'll receive later on when we're gone, all that we get for all of our struggles here is more struggles. Our struggling and efforting keep us from feeling our oneness with the Great Spirit of love, and from experiencing the power of love that would easily bring to us beautiful experiences of love in form and expression. Struggle causes us to lack motivation, to lack interest in life because it wears us out. We feel sick and tired and tired and sick because we're not letting the love and the joy and the gratitude and the ease that arise from it to fill us with the energy that is natural to us. Abraham Hicks said, "Any struggle you ever feel is because you're out of resonance with who you really are. We're not going to become a spiritual being through any human effort at all. Or by learning about spiritual practices. We're spiritual beings right now, even while we are in these physical forms. But what learning can do is to teach us how to stop struggling and fighting against ourselves and life. What spiritual practice can do is help us to stop resisting our magnificence so that we can live in resonance and vibration with who we really are. That alignment allows the powerful creative energy that is already within us and available to us to heal our body and relationships, to bring clarity to our mind and peace to our emotions and joy to all our activities. And through our positive vibrations, we call to us a life that we enjoy living every day, a life that brings us happy ever after, moment to moment. When we're in resonance with the spiritual being we really are, we don't just experience relief from our struggles once in a while. I mean, when things aren't quite so bad, maybe there's a little less pain in our body or there's a tentative truce in that relationship. Or somehow we've managed for the moment to make ends meet. Or only on rare occasions when our attention is momentarily drawn away from our self-induced misery and unhappiness by something beautiful and precious around us that momentarily distracts us. When we're in resonance and alignment with who we truly are, we experience a life we enjoy being alive in, moment to moment. If we're not feeling the love, it's because we're not letting love be love in us. We're letting something else be there instead. Judgments of ourselves and others and life that make love seem absent. We are spiritually free right now to think thoughts of love that cause us to feel it present in us. We're free to create and experience whatever we want to create and experience. So why don't we? Abraham Hicks said, "You are here to create the world around you that you choose. While you allow the world as others choose it to be, to exist also." And therein lies the rub. We got to mind our own spiritual business of creating through our focus on love, a world that we love to live in. But we let our opinions and judgments and fears of what others are creating keep us from paying attention to our own creations, as if what we create depends on the behaviors of others. What gets in our way of being a master in our life at the helm of our experiences rather than below deck feeling seasick is our resistance to letting life happen around us while we focus on where we want to go and the joy of the journey. Often we fight against things around us because we're convinced they should be different than they are, or rather different than they appear to be to us, so that we can feel happier than we are. We stick our nose in someone else's business and our focused frustration on changing what is not ours to change keeps us from changing the only thing we can, our point of view. We cannot know, because it isn't ours to know, what anyone else is thinking or what they're truly asking for in their life. But if all suffering is a call for love, then what we have to give is love. And in love, there is no judgment or need to control. Now, some of you have heard this story before, but because it reflects so beautifully on the idea this morning, I'm going to tell it again. I wasn't much of a bird watcher when I was a child. I mean, I grew up along the Southern California coast, and really, with the exception of seagulls and pigeons, in the dumpsters mostly, I didn't really see a lot of birds. And it wasn't until I moved to the lush valley of Sonoma in Northern California that I became more aware of the rhythm of the seasons and the nature of the bird life around me. But it took a while. Now, there was a small, quaint town square in Sonoma, and it had, a lovely rose garden and a pond with a lot of ducks. I mean, a lot of ducks. And some of those ducks were like the mallards that I often see here, but some of them were like the big white ducks that used to be in the old Affleck commercial. Big guys. And so one day, it was a big pond. There's a lot of activity. But one day as I was walking and taking just a peaceful stroll around the square, I heard what I thought was a duck fight. And as I turned, I noticed that two great big white ducks had left the pond, left the park, and were fighting in the street, I mean, right in the middle of the crosswalk. I mean, lots of squawking and feathers flying. And because they were blocking the traffic in both directions, I wondered why no one intervened. And so I didn't want the ducks to fight. I didn't want them to get hurt. And so I ran into the crosswalk and single-handedly tried to break up the duck fight. But those ducks would not stop for anything. And then I noticed that there were people in their cars and standing around who were laughing at my failed efforts to break up the duck fight, because they weren't fighting, they were mating. Yeah, who knew? Apparently everyone but me. So why did I tell you this story? Because I just couldn't let it be. I decided I knew what was going on and how it should be different and what I needed to do to control the situation so I would feel better. But Eckhart Tolle tells us, accept, then act. Whatever the present moment contains, accept it as if you had chosen it. Always work with it, not against it. So often we think we know what others should be doing, how they should be behaving, I mean, our family for sure, but a whole lot of other people too. We want others to behave according to our view of what's right and what's appropriate, so we'll feel better. When we try to convince someone else that we're right and they're wrong, or we want someone to understand why we said what we said. We prolong experiences that are conflicting, and they perpetuate feelings we don't want, and out of those feelings, we attract more conflict. When we fight against an experience rather than letting it be better, a disagreement often leads to an argument that didn't need to be. A mistake by us we refuse to let be often leads to defensiveness and embarrassment that didn't need to be. A mistake by someone else we refuse to let be often leads to frustration and anger that didn't need to be. Whatever happened yesterday or 5 minutes ago, if we can let it be, any negative emotion that we might feel will dissipate. No one but us needs to change in order for us to be happy. Whatever any moment contains in truth, we've chosen it. Or rather, we've chosen to see it the way we're seeing it. We become a master of our life by letting go of our need to change or control the world around us so that we can feel better. We can only feel better if we choose to feel better. By finding a thought that feels better and focusing on that, we don't need to fight for our good. We just need to stop fighting against it. We let good be by allowing it entrance into our life through the good thoughts that we allow to make a home in our mind. A good thought isn't dependent upon anything but our choice to think it. No one, absolutely no one, thinks in our mind or can change our mind but us. We let ourselves be the love we are when we let go of our need for anything outside of us to change before we choose love. In this way, we allow the power within us to create for us out of our very thoughts the world we choose to experience around us. As we decide to live as the spiritual one that we already are and practice our power of choice, our individual power of choice, we find being happy is easy, or at least much easier. We free ourselves from being a victim of conditions and situations. We're no longer interested in joining in the conflicts and dramas around us. We become a lover, not a fighter. We live in alignment with the power of pure positive energy so that we embody who we really are, even in our human expression. Right where we are, the presence of love dwells. That resonance naturally brings to us as much health and well-being, as many loving and harmonious relationships, and as much abundant good as we let flow into our experience. It is our openness that allows it, because it's there all the time. The mystical teacher Matt Kahn wrote this: "As I accept that I am worthy of my highest fulfillment and of my highest abundance, of my highest health, wellness, and joy, my highest ecstasy, bliss, and integration, my highest consciousness and partnerships, my highest love and highest potential, I bring that to life to show me how miraculous and powerful and infinite I am. So the question this morning is this: how miraculous, how powerful, how infinite are we willing to let ourselves be? That's up to us. How happy are we willing to give ourselves permission to be in this earth life? How much freedom to be fully alive are we willing to allow ourselves to experience? It doesn't matter how long we've been estranged from our relationship with the God of love. We didn't leave home without it because we've never left the heart of God. We can spend a lifetime trying to be one with the Great Spirit, or we can focus on love and realize we already are. We live in a universe that loves us, and we are free to let love be love in us. All right, and here at LEC, L is for love, every Sunday. Okay, well, this is the time of our service when we get to express our gratitude for the Life Enrichment Center, for being able to come together and create a live stream service, to be able to celebrate love together as a spiritual community, to have support for all that we experience in our life, knowing that there are hands and hearts here. So we're grateful for the Life Enrichment Center, and we're grateful for your support of the Life Enrichment Center, because it could not be here without you. And so, if you're new this morning, or you don't know how, or you're looking for a different way to support LEC financially, here's a few ways. You can actually hit the donate button that is on the Life Enrichment Center page where you're listening to this. But don't do it now. You can go to our website, lecflint.com, and as you're looking around to see what we do, or you're listening to this service again, you can hit the contribute button. If you're a member of PayPal, PayPal is an easy way to support, and also you can continue to send your checks because we love receiving them. And our address is 2512 South By Road, Flint, 48532. And while I'm feeling gratitude, and you can keep me on for just a minute, I'd like to say this, that we are so grateful to Gary Lynn Floyd, who at the very beginning of our live streaming said, take all my songs and use them. We are grateful to Daniel Namad and Nemo Patel because they offer so much. There's a site that we belong to, actually, that is called Empower Music, and we go there, and it's a yearly royalty. But it, you know, it's probably not much. So I invite you, if you like this music, to look up Gary Lynn Floyd. You can spell that. Daniel Namod. Namod is N-A-H-M-O-D. And Nimo Patel, which is N-I-M-O. Last name P-A-T-E-L. Look it up on... And Faith Rivera. Yeah. Yeah. Faith Rivera. Look these names up on YouTube or on Amazon. They have music to offer. And they are such beautiful beings. They sing my soul. And I know they sing yours too. So, yeah. So now we can turn it off just in case anybody's listening to